exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alan Taylor, and today we're going to be talking about some cars. We hope that you'll hang with us for a couple hours or a couple of minutes, whatever you like. Either way, it's the weekend. BJ Colleen is here, carbuzzard.com. And it's just you and me. It's just going to be you and me, BJ.
I'm okay with that, Alan. I haven't seen you in so long. I miss you.
I know. I tell you what.
Does that sound sincere?
No. Oh. Although I know you do miss me because I miss you, and it's when we don't get to hang out, it's like something's missing.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
But we always have Facebook, you know.
Yes, we do. You're entertaining to say the least.
So are you. So, you know, with all of the conventions going on right now for the presidential elections, the news has been dominated with all that stuff, and what a wacky time, you know, with the auto industry. They have, what do they call that, wacky week or whatever they call that week during before the race. There's a name for it. And it's kind of the same way with elections. It's like a wacky time. And I'm watching, you know, I'm kind of watching it, trying to stay kind of, you know, objective. But I don't think there's any way to really stay objective. You know, you start leaning towards one candidate or another. And it's funny how people are so emotional about stuff. You know, I mean, it's hard not to get emotional, you know.
Well, you know, you're deciding on the future of the country, and everything that happens from this point on will have implications, you know, for the automotive industry. So, you know, who is more pro EPA and who is thinking about keeping things in check, you know, with the fuel economy numbers and the CAFE standards and environment. I mean, there's a lot of things at stake at this next election. So,
yep.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens and who wins. So,
well, and also you look at the automakers and how a lot of them are building cars in Canada or Mexico or wherever. And if Trump gets in, it's going to all change because he's going to make everything, you know, a little more pro USA when it comes to manufacturing, which I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that, you know, the whole global society thing is perhaps gone a little too far because we still got to take care of our own. You know what I'm saying?
I completely agree with that. And I don't think the plants will shutter overseas. I think that's okay. But, you know, there will be a tariff imposed. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, why not charge people? I mean, that's what happens in other countries. If we send products and goods over there, we get charged a tariff for it. And the bottom line is, if they send it here, they should get charged a tariff, you know. And so I don't see them closing the plants completely. That would, you know, do terrible damage. I mean, there's so many manufacturers bring cars, Volkswagen, Ford, and General Motors. Everybody does. But, you know, charge a little bit more. And if you want a vehicle that's not made in America, you're just going to pay a little bit more for it. And that's okay, because that money will go in the coffers and maybe help support some of the social services. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot to it. So people have to think where they put their vote and their money. It all ties in together.
Well, and to that point, I mean, look at Ford. And, you know, I think Ford is the one lately that have been perhaps getting angry at Trump and some of the things Trump has been saying about all this type conversation. But guess what? You can still build cars there. We are in a, you know, global economic type business with the auto industry. That's a global business. But the cars you build in Mexico just, you know, probably need to be sold in other parts of the country so that you're not having to pay that big tariff. Maybe you still get the good deal on building the cars there, but send them somewhere else. And guess what? For America, build the cars here. If you're an American car company, build them. There's lots of factories that have been shuttered, and just, you know, re-outfit them, get them back going again, and put our Americans back to work. So personally, I think our economy is going to do a whole lot better if this type of a thing happens, because everything is being outsourced and we're buying all kinds of weird crap and eating all kinds of weird crap. We don't know, you know, what the hell's in it when you buy stuff.
Agreed.
From, you know, China and stuff like that. It's kind of scary. So,
well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. If you do business in China, because I've been there, you have to have a cooperation with some Chinese company. You can't just go in, say you're General Motors. You can't just walk in and I'm General Motors. I'm building a plant. I'm doing this. I'm autonomously General Motors. No, they have to partner with some Chinese car business company. So it has to be almost a 50-50 setup if you want to do business in China. And, you know, that means, and it's a smart move for China. It means their people are employed. They're making money. We should be doing the same thing here.
Yep. Well, it's going to be interesting, and come November, we'll find out what's going to happen for the next few years. We'll take a little break. You're listening to The Drive, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. This is The Drive. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Welcome back. It is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. A little earth, wind, and fire. BJ Colleen is here, and I understand you have been driving a Mazda Miata. Is that right?
Yes, it is. You know, it's funny when, you know, you don't drive a stick or a manual transmission for a while, and you get a car, you're like, oh, that's right. I think I remember how to do this, you know. So, and you don't want a Mazda Miata with an automatic transmission because that just means you've given up on life. You know, you have to have a right. You have to have a manual transmission because that's what the car is all about. So, yeah, I test drove the 2016 Mazda MX-5 Miata, and they were telling us not to call it a Miata, but even they've got it now because they can't get rid of it. It's part of an icon now, icon status. But it's funny because I have to tell you my original Mazda Miata story. When I was working at Motor Trend Magazine and the Miata first came out, it was a 1990 model. I think it came out mid-1989. And I was living in Venice Beach at the time. And if you know Venice Beach, you know they have a street called Ocean Boulevard that you go cruising up and down. And it was Memorial Day weekend. And at Motor Trend, we had a whole fleet of long-term and regular test vehicles. So everybody took cars, and I guess people were going on trips, so nobody wanted the Miata because, let's face it, it's a two-seater. It's got a small trunk. And I said, okay, and this is before the car was formally introduced. So I said, I'll take the Miata for the weekend. It's convertible. I'll drop the top. I'll cruise up and down the beach area. So Saturday, I took the vehicle, and I always like to take, when I was at Motor Trend, and even now, I take the cars out and see what people's reactions are. That's how I judge how popular the car is going to be. So I took the Miata and I started cruising the slow cruise up ocean because it was, you know, beautiful beach day. And people kept yelling out questions. What is it? How much does it cost? It's so cute. Who makes it? And what's the engine? I mean, I must have answered within an hour's time span probably 200 questions.
Yeah, it's a cute little car.
It was an adorable car. You know, it was a British sports car fighter.
Right.
It was a segment that nobody had ever seen before. It was an import. It was not expensive. I think the original starting price was around $14,000. And I, at some point, I just went, you know what? I'm exhausted. I can't talk anymore. I just went home and parked the car in the garage for the weekend.
Right.
I'm like, I can't answer any more questions. I said, this car is going to be a humongous success. And, of course, it was. It really turned out to be something special, that little Miata. And here we are. How many years later? You know, 26 years later, and the Miata is still moving along. Now, driving the Miata, I had the Club Edition, and they have three different trim levels, but I had the Club model, which Mazda's got a whole level of club racers that are out there, partially sponsored by Mazda, which is kind of nice. So I was driving this car around. You know, they all basically have the same engine,
100 horsepower.
Yeah, a little bit more than that, 155 horsepower. It started with 116 and 148 pound-feet of torque. So, you know, for the little car, because it's so lightweight and, you know, the manual transmission's direct linkage, it's really amazing. It's a lot of fun to drive around. Don't get me wrong on that. I don't want anybody to misunderstand.
No, it's a really nice driving sports car.
It is
fun. Now, it's not. I mean, I have an American Club Racer ACR Viper.
Yeah.
That's a whole other animal kind of but fun. But the thing is that not everybody wants to turn into, you know, go from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde or whatever it is when you turn into the monster when you get behind the wheel of your car. But you still want to put the top down and have a little bit of fun. But I know where you're going with this, that it's just a little bit puny when it comes to horsepower. But go ahead. Keep going.
I'm just going to say, yeah. So, I mean, for the size it is, the horsepower and torque are fine. The biggest problem I have with the Miata is the club model as it sits is as out the door. This one was tested at $33,000. And that's a lot of money for a car of that size that's restricted. I'm talking not a big trunk, no back seat, very little room in the interior. I did not like the connectivity system. I thought it was very confusing. That, to me, you know, is really important nowadays. But I guess if you can plug in Apple CarPlay, and I don't know if that car you could. But for $33,000, I did not have navigation. So I was like, okay, $33,000, I don't have a navigation. What am I paying for here? Well, it had Brembo brakes, which is fine, that you should. And it had BBS wheels. But still, at that price point, you know, just some basic necessities would be really, really nice. So if you want a car that's a lot of fun to drive and scoot around, obviously it can't be your primary car because you can't do anything with it outside of take yourself and maybe one other person. But it's fun to drive. And I recommend it if you're doing it as a second car as a club racer. But for 33 large, you said you'd buy something else too, Alan. What'd you say? Remember we were talking earlier?
I think, you know, if you look at it, and it's tough to buy a new car these days when there's some really nice used cars on the market for the same price, but maybe a Z3 BMW, 2 years old or 3 years old. But not all the people want to have the high-dollar cars. They want to have these little, simple, fun-to-drive cars that are, you know, not making a statement with them. So let me take a break. We'll come back and talk some more about cars here on The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor with BJ Colleen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor with BJ Colleen. Our show brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals. They're the information resource for the DIY enthusiasts. If you want to do it yourself, get a Haynes manual. They're also the worldwide leader of automotive and motorcycle repair information for well over 50 years now. Haynes, HAYNES.com. So, BJ, you were talking about this Mazda MX-5 Miata, whatever they want to call it. I personally, I don't know if you know it or not, I'm sure you do, that more people race Miatas than any other kind of car in the world.
Yeah.
Because they're just, they're fun to drive. They're incredibly nimble. They're great little race cars for running around for club racing, like you said, and you had the club racer model.
Right.
Whenever you get a club racer model, there's little things that you don't really need. You know, like you said, that has Brembo brakes. I'm sure that's probably a $1,000 upgrade all by itself. But what was the base price of the Mazda Miata?
Well, just to let you know, the Brembo upgrade was $3,400.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's because it's a club racer. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, my carbon ceramic brake upgrade on my Viper, I'm sure it was probably $12,000, just so you know. And we're talking brakes, but it's the same thing, people. When you put a bigger engine or a supercharger or anything on your vehicle and you want to, you know, you add horsepower, you better match components and add bigger brakes and add better exhaust. And all these things make a big difference. So if you're going to add horsepower or you're going to add the words club racer, you're going to add a massive set of brakes. And the reason is because if you're going to be on the racetrack with this thing, which a lot of people will, if you're going to buy the club racer version, you're going to buy a car that has and or add Brembo brakes. More and more car manufacturers are putting Brembos on from the factory. But if you put the words club racer, then they put racing brakes on there, not just regular, you know, brakes that say Brembo on them that are still good brakes. But they really upgraded $3,400. Wow. But that tells you right there, you know. But I can't even imagine. I bet the brakes were awesome.
Oh, they were incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. This is a driver's car. There is no question about it. You know, the brakes were amazing. You know, when you're shifting second gear, you know, your revs are up and you're getting great engine sound. And one thing I'll give a credit for that I didn't mention previously was the top is pretty easy. It's a manual top, which is nice because, you know, club racing, you got to keep the car light. But then, you know, my arms are short. I got little T-Rex arms. So trying to reach behind when I'm in the car and pull the roof back up is tough. And there's a little switch, a little handle that you release. You open the back between the seats, and it pops the roof up enough out of the back once
kind
you put it down.
Kind of spring-loaded, yeah.
Spring-loaded to grab it and bring it forward. So I'm like, and even my little T-Rex arms were able to reach that. So
they are
little T-Rex arms, I'm sure.
They say when somebody doesn't want to pay the bill, they got alligator arms too short to get them in their pocket. That's funny. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm T-Rex arms. But you know, like we said, I had problems with the $33,000 price, but when you look at one side, for a racing car, that's a great price. And you can get into the car for $24,995 or $915, something like
that.
You can get in there for $25.
Yeah,
so
not everybody's going to opt for the club racer model. I mean, and that's the thing is that, and again, if you look at it, how the rest of the world looks at it, not everybody just walks in and whips out a check for a car. It's a payment thing. And today, with a 7-year payment plan, you know, you get that payment down to $4.99 a month. It's, you know, and that's where it's at, is it? Can I buy a brand new car that's going to be reliable, that's going to be cute and fun, and put a smile on my face every time I get behind the wheel? That little car will do it. And you don't need the club racer model, everybody, unless you're going to take it out and have, you know, have it on the little racetrack or at a Gymkhana course or something. Yeah, buy the $24,999 one and save yourself, you know, what is that, $8,000 for that package, because you don't need it. And to your point about navigation, what kind of screen did it have on the dash? I'm just curious.
It was like kind of a stuck-on screen that a lot of manufacturers are going to now, and I believe it was a 7-inch. It said 7-inch color touchscreen display, and it was interesting because you could touch it when you were, like, parked, but the minute you started driving, it kind of locked you out on certain things, and I don't know if that was just a problem with the screen I had, but it was frustrating because I tried to touch, and then there's a turn control, and trying to set a radio station was ridiculous, and it just – I don't know. It needed a little bit more human machine interface ease. You know, I'm used to dealing with vehicles like Uconnect and from Chrysler and Sync 3 from Ford, which is outstanding, and, you know, a little bit more intuitive overall. And so this just quite wasn't there.
Well, we're going to have to call Matthew Valbuena, who's been on this show for years.
I know.
Because he's the guy in charge of stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, you and me, we ain't the demographic for that car, I don't think.
Not anymore.
You know, I mean, and here's the deal. Young people deal with things differently than people our age. My guess is the reason why it didn't have navigation and why a lot of cars, when they're trying to keep the price down, won't have navigation, because we've got Siri on our, if you've got a Apple iPhone, you've got Siri. If you've got one of the other ones, which I don't know because I only have an Apple iPhone, everybody's got speech recognition.
Voice recognition.
Yeah. To where you just say, take me to the closest Starbucks or whatever, and that car will talk you to your location. So why add $1,000 to the price tag if everybody at this point has got a phone in their pocket that'll do it for them? That's my guess why it doesn't have it.
You know, in club races, you want to keep the weight down. So I can understand deleting things because of that. So, you know, it's important.
I'm playing ZZ Top Bad Girl because that's you. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll take a little break. You're listening to The Drive. Thanks for your test drive. We'll be right back.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listening to The Drive, I'm Alan Taylor, BJ Colleen. We're talking cars. It is the weekend. We're car folks, and we love cars. We play with cars. Cars are our business, and that's why we do this show. It's a big investment for you, and we want you to know, you know, what we think about these cars. And it's funny because, you know, we're the reason why I have so many people on the show is we want all the different types of flavors of life. So men, women, young, old, fat, skinny, whatever. We want your opinions, and so we have you on the show. And BJ, it seems like in that last test drive, it seems like you've kind of outgrown the Miata. You've had enough of that damn thing.
Well, it's like you were saying, and you know, to your audience, we always talk in between because we're car people, and it's like bench racing, you know, and even if the radio's not on, we're still talking about
That's right.
it. But it's like you said, you know, these cars are really built for a specific purpose. And truthfully, we, you and I, Alan, because of our age, have kind of outgrown it. You know, the car is fun to drive, but it's not practical.
Well,
and I think that's a fair assessment. Your Viper's not practical. My car, the Miata's not practical. The Kia Sedona minivan is practical. You know,
right.
An SUV is practical.
Well,
it has room. It has comfort.
And
you
as
know.
You get older, that's what you want. You want practical. You want comfort. But we also have that wild side. And like you said, my Viper is not practical. It is not comfortable, everybody. I drove it from Texas, and I literally had to go to the chiropractor. I called the chiropractor and said, meet me at your office, or I'll come to your house. You know, it's not supposed to be driven 2,000 miles. It's supposed to be driven for an hour on the racetrack and
right.
maybe to the racetrack and home. You don't have to trailer it because it's street legal, but it's a race car, everybody. It's an ACR, American Club Racer. And guess what? It's just, there's so many things wrong with it, but there's so many things right with it. So to your point, it is not my main driver. When I feel like I'm in a wild mood, I get in the Viper and I go. I mean, it's like when I want my Fonzie haircut, you know, I do it all and I get in the Viper and I feel like I'm 16 years old again. But let me tell you, if I got in it on a normal day, I'd feel like I was closer to 60 years old because it's hard to get in and out of. It's not comfortable. But it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a freaking race car that it is. And the Club Racer part of the Miata you just drove, supposed to be on the racetrack. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, yeah, who's going to spend $3,500 for an upgrade for Brembo brakes unless you want bigger, better, more powerful brakes? Who's going to spend extra for a Viper ACR? My car, how many Miatas could you buy for my car? Six.
All of them.
Six. Yeah. I could have six Miatas or one Viper ACR. And
yeah.
that's just stupid. But I'm at that stage of my life where I want a stupid car. Why do guys go out and buy those big cigarette boats that are like 40 feet long and you can only get three people in the back, but they got seven engines? You know, it's like because they can. You know,
right.
And it's like,
yeah.
And that's where we're at in life is, you know, I mean, no, it's not our basic everyday car, but because we can. That's what America is great about, because we can.
You know, it's also about regional, too, because, you know, in L.A., a convertible, you can drive it probably, you know, 10 months out of the year with the top down. Well, you know, it was 114 here in Las Vegas when I had the car. And I'm
right.
like, I'm not putting the top down. I did one
chip.
Night
right.
to drive around. And but it's still 110 out. You know, you got the air conditioner blasting. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's great for maybe the 3 months that that it's convertible weather here, but it's not practical again. So you know, the regions again. But there are lots of fun racetracks out here. And
yeah.
I'm sure with the helmet on and the driving suit. And the top down, you know, you're doing that anyway. So, but it's just really, really interesting. I was looking up some news online about the Miata. They're talking about maybe using carbon fiber in the next generation to really
wow.
make it lighter. So,
well, that's going to make it cheaper, huh?
I don't think so. But the car is going to be faster. There's no question, you
right.
know. So, fun to drive rating on the scale, it's a 10 plus. There is no question about that.
Yeah.
But on the practicality scale, it's about a 2. So you meet in the middle someplace, you're around.
Same with the Viper, though. You know, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It might
it's
even be a 1. In the
it
scale. It's just not practical at all. Let me tell you, every time I walk by the wing, it's got a $6,000 carbon ceramic or carbon fiber wing on the back of my car. And it's like it's right at shoulder height, and it's so big and stupid. But what else will get you 2,000 pounds of downforce going around the racetrack? Nothing. You got to have a wing on the back of the car, a big one. So, yes, practicality, 1. Maybe closer to 0, a half a 1. But, you know, on the racetrack, a 10.5. So, you know, talk about practical stuff, right?
Okay.
I had a wonderful, delicious Cadillac over the week, last week.
Now, that's luxury.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like Lincoln, Cadillac. I mean, even, you know, Kias, everybody's making these wonderful premium machines.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is. But Cadillac has really kind of been nailing some stuff lately. They have it. It's the XT5, the 2017 Cadillac XT5. What is that? It's an SUV. It's not a body-on-frame SUV like you would see as the Escalade, right?
It's the SRX, right?
Well, I don't know what the hell it was because it's called the XT5. So
SRX before.
It could be a new platform. I mean, God knows. But it's a midsize SUV that we actually drove it about 2,000 miles and loaded it full of camera gear to do a video. And I mean loaded it. And three people. And there was still room for luggage and everything. And it did really well. And you know, the mileage was amazing. It's got a 3.6 liter V6. It's all-wheel drive. But they're getting tremendous miles out of these things anymore because they put 8 and 9 speed transmissions in some of the other car makers, but this one has an 8-speed automatic transmission, and it was all-wheel drive. But they were getting, you know, 26-7 miles to the gallon on the highway doing 80 miles an hour like everybody else. Like, no, there's no 80-mile-an-hour speeds. Well, no, there isn't, but everybody's going 90, so if you don't want to get run off the road when you're out in the Central Valley of California, and if you're in Texas, I know there are some 80 speeds, but it just did really well. It's a very comfortable car. And it's, you know, the fact that it was all-wheel drive and still got really good fuel economy and such a large vehicle. And I've heard that people say it can get as much as 33 miles to the gallon if you drive it like a humanoid instead of a crazy person like we drive. But they drove it. It was like normally we have a couple of gas stops that we take on the way. And they were able to drive it like pass by the normal first stop, right? And like, okay, well, something's weird about this because we're usually pushing pretty hard. And they drove it to what is normally the second stop with ease, which was, I'm going to say, almost 400 miles. And with that, because normally you don't want to get below a certain miles left, you know, on your fuel tank. And it was just, it's weird to be able to, like some of these cars, you can go 600 miles. It's like, that's a long dang way, you know?
It is. Crazy.
So it's just really nice to be able to see how big the vehicles are getting and how comfortable they still are and how they do everything. This thing will massage your butt cheeks. It's like one of those cars. You know, it's got everything. and air condition them while they're at it. And still get good fuel economy.
But that's a mid-size car, though, isn't it? I mean, that's a mid-size crossover, not a full-size, right?
It's not a full-size, but I got to tell you, it had tons and tons of room, and it was very comfortable, and it was just a very nice car. And all I can say is if you want to spend $62,000, actually, this one has tested $63,800.
Whoa.
So with all that, you do pay for that luxury, that comfort, all those little accoutrements that you get. You pay dearly for that. But again, a lot of people are leasing their cars and you put a couple thousand down and you get the $345 lease option or whatever, because used cars are holding their value better than ever before because of that reason right there, $63,845. I'll buy a year old car and save $10,000 or $15,000 on what I'm looking at, and which brings it down into a relatively decent price range. But I got to say, it's just nice to drive some of these later model, newer cars. And people, if you haven't driven a car in the last 5 years, go out and experience technology at its finest. Now, to your point, I did not like the human machine interface on the stereo.
I did not like it
at all. It's like, where's the knobs? I mean, who's buying Cadillacs? Yes, they want to bring the age of people that are buying them down. But the people that are buying them without hesitation are the older people that still like having a knob, and there just wasn't knobs. So that's what I missed about the whole thing, was the knobs.
You know, it's interesting because Lincoln did a bunch of non-knob things, you know, in their previous generation, and then they realized that nobody likes that. So they went back and they added knobs for the radio and the climate control when they had taken them away before. So yeah. Cadillac's going to have to do that also. That's all there is to it.
Well, the 27 Cadillac XT5 Platinum all-wheel drive. Of course, I'm sure they make a, you know, one that's not a Platinum that'll probably be a whole lot less. But this was a nice machine. Really enjoyed having it, driving it, using it. I'll buy a used one. We'll take a break. You're listening to The Drive. Stay with us.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Well, this is The Drive. We're talking cars. If you're looking to buy one, and, you know, maybe we'll talk about something you're interested in. But, you know, we're very cynical, so, you know, the most important thing is you got to go out and test drive it yourself and be cynical your own self. Be careful, because the investment you make, once you do it and you sign on the dotted line, you own that sucker. So you might as well enjoy it, like it, do your research, do your homework, test it for a little bit. Go rent one. I'm telling you, the best way to find out about a car is go rent one, because, you know, you get in this car and the new car smell has some sort of an aphrodisiac in it. And
I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay, go for it.
I think renting a car is not a good idea to see what a car is like.
Come on.
Because I'll tell you why. Because those cars are so beat up. I mean, I got an Ford Fusion I rented.
I'm not talking. Look at it. First of all, make your decision. If you get in a car and it's all beat up, say, I want a different one.
I don't mean on the outside. This car was so far out of alignment that the car steering wheel, when you're driving straight, was to the left.
Yeah.
But most people don't understand that. Just get in a car and they go, oh, this car's terrible.
Yeah.
I would never, ever judge a car unless it's one of those elite cars. You know, like you
I was going to say, okay, so let me tell you my story, because this is all the right reason why I said that. I went in and I rented a car at Enterprise just 3 days ago. And I went in and I complained about something because there was, you know, hey, listen, I'm a complainer. It's in my blood. And I was nice about it. The guy says, how are we doing today? And I said, well, I'm doing good, but I'm not real happy with you guys. And I smiled, right? I wasn't being a complete ass. And he says, well, what happened? I said, well, I rented a car and I wanted to extend it for 2 days and it was going to cost $350 instead of $150 if I bring it back and rent another car. Why is that? And he goes, oh, that doesn't make sense. I go, yeah, because if you made it easy on me, I'm coming back to you. If you make it hard on me, I'm not coming back. So I said, you know, it's ridiculous. 2 hours to get here and 2 hours to get back to where I was in San Diego. And I said, I'm really now unhappy with Enterprise. And the guy says, you know what? He says, that's corporate. Unfortunately, he says, let me tell you, I can fix this for you. And what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you the $150 rate, of course, but I'm going to give you the, what do they call it, platinum, whatever. He goes, you can go pick out any one of those nice cars. And I was like, you know what? I said, thank you. He says, next time, just call us here instead of calling the corporate number. So that tells you one thing, get the local number. But what I did is I got in a Chrysler 300 that I haven't been in for a little while, just so you know, it had 4 miles on it, BJ. It was [S2] Wow. [S1] A brand new car. And I got to tell you, man, it was nice. And I'm all sold again on a Chrysler 300. What a wonderful machine. So that's the way to do it, definitely.
No, I understand that completely. You know, and car rental agencies are very frustrating. And, you know, when I had that Fusion and I got it on the, it was so out of alignment. I got it on the freeway and the whole car's wobbling when I was at 65.
Oh, yeah.
And when I took it back to them, I said, hey, let me let you know, because whenever there's a problem with a car, I don't just dump the car. And even if it's a press car, I tell them what's going on, because that's what an enthusiast does. They care about cars.
Right.
So I said to them, this car is seriously out of alignment and you need to take it out of service and get it fixed. And the guy goes, oh, did you hit a curb? And I just looked at him and I'm like, you did not just say that to me, did you? I'm serious. I'm like, I didn't hit a curb. I said, and I gave my whole credentials and I said, that's extreme to say that. So
yeah.
I want to kill him.
Well, you know what I've learned is you get more bees with honey than vinegar. And so I specifically said to myself, don't be an ass. And you know what?
Yeah.
It paid off for me in spades. And I got to experience a brand new Chrysler 300. Props to Chrysler. I love the 300. I love it even more now. Had a huge sunroof. And it was a rental car. It was just a wonderful machine. I don't know what the rental price would have been for that car. But I got it for, like, you know, $59 a day plus all the garbage. And it was well worth it. But, you know, to your point, you got to check these cars out. See how many miles they have on them before you go take it for a test drive. But I still like to rent a car before I buy one, just as, if I have any questions. You're listening to The Drive, BJ, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's a car show. Stay with us.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to The Drive. Thanks for joining us. Our show brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. And yeah, I think I could safely say that my Viper is a 10 for excitement, a 1 for practicality. But again, I didn't buy it for practicality. I bought it for pure excitement. So I'm happy to have Dodge as a sponsor. I was really, really excited to drive that Chrysler 300, which is obviously it's a Chrysler, but still same family. But I you forget sometimes when you don't get to drive certain cars, and I have not been into luxury cars. Like all of a sudden, I get the Cadillac XT5 Platinum. Then I get in, go and rent a car, and I get a fully loaded, big moonroof Chrysler 300. I thought, man, at my age, I really like comfort, premium machines, you know? But I still have that young boy inside of me that likes to go wild, so the Viper works perfectly. BJ, so I had you go look at the website that you're looking at right now.
Yes.
That is what I have been. You haven't, you know, you said you haven't seen me lately. We are about to launch, everybody, something that is really cool, and I'll be telling you about it every time something new comes up. But I've been getting more and more involved in business because I also do a radio show with Inc. Magazine. As an entrepreneur that I am, and BJ is, and a lot of people are, whether you have a job working for somebody or not, you can still have an entrepreneurial spirit about how you live your life. And it maybe even starts from the time you have that first lemonade stand, which I had in Inglewood, California, back in 1966. I was 6 years old. And I remember, I'll tell you my story of how I became an entrepreneur. I remember sitting there with my lemonade stand, 6 years old, and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden a police motorcycle drives up. And I thought, I'm going to jail! And I ran like hell because he drives right up and stops right in front of me because I'm on the curb, right? He stops. I ran like hell. And my mom, you know, she's like, what's wrong? I said, police are going to take me to jail. She's like, oh, let's go out there. So she walks me back out there and he's standing there taking his helmet off and taking his gloves off. And he wanted a glass of lemonade. So it was so cool that my first customer was a police officer. So I tell that story for a reason. First of all, the reason is that man was so sweet to me. He was so, it was like I had a love for police officers that has been with me ever since. And that's been 50 years ago because people, I'm 56 now. And what I see going on in this world with policemen and how they have a target on their back, it makes me outraged, I have to tell you, because I have always loved policemen. Not in a weird kind of way, if you know what I'm saying. A man in uniform turns me on, but not like that. But the point is that it did something to me. So whenever I get stopped by police, I got to tell you, I'm almost excited to see them because I know I'm guilty. I know I'm guilty when I get stopped for speeding or whatever. And they come up and I'm like, hi there. I love you. You know, but not like that. But I get away with so many tickets because I'm not a jerk to the police that pull me over. I'm guilty, people. When you get pulled over, what are you? Guilty. So don't be mad at police officer doing their job. Just if you don't want to get tickets, don't speed. Don't read your text while you're driving. Don't not wear your seatbelt or whatever they're pulling you over for. You deserve it. Be nice to these people. Imagine having to look at all these unhappy faces every time you're doing your job. Look, imagine if people, when you're checking out at the checkout counter and the checker, everybody looks at them like, you're taking my money. No, no, no. Be nice to the checker, right? I mean, it's like you're buying food. When you get pulled over, be nice to the cops. They're just doing their jobs. And the reality is, what would the world be without them? So I kind of brought that around. But we're going to be launching something coming up real soon, and it's called Business and Burgers. And we're doing it with Microsoft, and it is people's stories of their success. I always say, you know, I don't want to learn from a teacher that's a business coach or something like that. I want to learn from somebody that has really done it. So me and my buddy Scott Duffy went to Microsoft and we pitched an idea to do a video series. And that's what we're doing. We're interviewing people that have done business, become successful, and the stories are amazing. That's all I can say. It's launching next week. So BJ, are you on with us in the next hour? Or are you peeling off? What are you doing next?
No, hour? I'm here. I'm here for the whole show because it's been so long. I feel like I got to make
God.
Up the difference.
Awesome.
So.
That's perfect. All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
So the website is there, everybody, businessandburgers.com if you want to see what it looks like and what's going on. Going to be fun, guaranteed, because guess what? I don't know how to do anything if I'm not having fun. If I'm not having fun, I don't want to be involved. Again, check out our website, thedrivewithalantaylor.com. You'll be able to find BJ there and all the other people that are on this show. You can do our website, or I should say our Facebook page also. Go to Facebook. You got to put the whole thing in, The Drive with Alan Taylor. Give us a thumbs up. And we'll see you on the other side of this news with some more car talk right here on The Drive. Stay with us. You know the night's magic
seemed to win. The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We thank you for joining us. Again, this is an automotive enthusiast show. BJ Colleen sniffing in the background. That's right.
Sorry,
I heard
I sneezed.
It's all right. You can sneeze. You're human. As long as you don't sneeze and something else happens. It's human, right? Carl Brower is here, non-human. Carl Brower is from KBB.com. Carl, how you doing?
I am a cyber organism full of data.
You know what's funny is in the world we live in these days, I don't know if you guys saw, it's been probably a couple of months ago, they're making humanoid, I don't know how to say this any other way than just to say it, you know, sex toys these days, that are full humans that look so real that it's not even funny. They literally look so real that it almost is scary. So,
how do you know this?
It was in, I don't know, one of the magazines, I don't know, Vogue or God knows what, Men's Health. Or,
yeah.
And I'm looking at this, and you pick out, so for men in this case, you pick out the gal of your dreams, and you actually order her like I ordered my Viper, the threads in the steering wheel and the color of the leather. And you pick out all this stuff, and you actually design and build your cyber lover, if you know what I'm saying. And I thought to myself, what is the world coming to? And I'm buying three of those. But I'm just saying, what is the world coming to? I haven't found out the full price of it yet because I ordered all the extras. I got the premium model. But cooks and cleans and feeds the dog, waters the cat. I don't know.
You know,
if
they're
going to
give you, give you a bespoke Aston Martin or a bespoke Bentley, shouldn't you be able to get a bespoke
Android lover?
Friend? Yes.
Right. I'm only buying it for the Diamond Lane. That's I promise.
All right.
HOV lane. I don't know what the HOV is for the hoe. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. This is how it's going to be for the next hour. It's an interesting show. It's about cars, life, and whatever else comes up, if you know what I mean. Carl, KBBKellyBlueBook.com. You guys are kind of taking over the world. It's interesting to watch. And me and BJ just want to be part of it. That's all I can say. So bring us with you when you go. when the big ship takes off and takes off to planet KBB, we want to go with.
Planet KBB.
Hey, you know, it's going to, with how they're taking over the world, it's going to be possible. So what is going on in your world, Carl?
Oh, you know, all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. Just trying to line up everything for the next couple of weeks here. I'm off to Denver to drive a all-new Ford Super Duty 250, F-250 Super Duty in a couple days here. I'm looking forward to that. That truck sounds like it's got some crazy specs. And then I'm going to be doing Pebble Beach a couple weeks after that.
You know, and what? Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about that because raise your hands out there if you've ever been to the Pebble Beach Concours. That will be all three of us, but I can't see anybody. Yeah. It has gotten to the point where you really, if you haven't been going and you don't know your way through the catacombs over at in Carmel and in the Pebble Beach area, you're not going to be able to find your way around because no longer can you take the highways or the normal roads. They're all blocked up. The traffic is horrendous. You have to know all the little back ways. The hotels are $1,000 a night for a Motel 6. I don't know how they get away with that. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you cannot afford to go there if you haven't been going like us for the last 20 or 25 years because we know where to stay. We know how to do it. You got to sign up to go or you got to go with some body that's going that wants to take what we'll call ourselves an influencer or somebody they want to impress or whatever it is. It has turned into something that the average public really almost can't even go to. It's so expensive. It's insane. Are you going and who are you going with?
Yeah, I'm going. Acura has been gracious enough to ask me to go along with them. And everything you just said was 100% accurate to the point where they're providing a chauffeur-driven MDX to get me around because they know that people who go there now, if they, you know, who know what it's like there, that's 80% of the battle, you know, is getting there, but getting around there and not, you know, and not going nuts in the lines and the traffic. But if someone else is driving, you can at least, you know, work on your iPhone or something while you're waiting in lines to get in and out of everything.
Well, and that's it, because in business these days, and hence the reason why these cars, like the new Lincoln Continental, these are cars that are almost supposed to be chauffeur driven, although they have to say to themselves, yes, but even if we do chauffeur drive these cars and they become tomorrow's executive sedans to take people around, there are the people that are going to buy them because they also still want to drive them. So right. No longer is it a car that, you know, is kind of a purpose built livery vehicle type thing. It has now got to be for the driver and the passenger who may be in the back seat. But do you get from Acura slippers when you get in the car? Make sure you ask for that. Say, I want slippers.
And champagne.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one, but I'll ask for slippers too.
All right, fair enough. Don't go anywhere. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold it. I got a commercial going to run us over, and I got to pay the bills. God knows I don't get paid if I don't pay the bills by having somebody like, let's pick a good one. Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. I don't think you'll see them at Pebble Beach. It wouldn't make any sense. Unless it's shredding the 18th green and getting airborne like they do with the X Games, right? We'll take a break. You're listening to The Drive. Stay with us. Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor with BJ Colleen from CarBuzzard.com. Also, Carl Brower from KBB.com. That's a little ZZ Top, boom, 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 with John Lee Hooker. Okay, so we're going to be going to Pebble Beach coming up real soon. And all I can say is for those who want to go, if you start searching like crazy right now, It's a mid-August. You might find a hotel room, but boy, I think at this point it's probably just hopeless. I've stayed pretty much every year 50 or 60 miles away to get a hotel room that, you know, it fits into my price range, which is about $59 a night. Carl Brower, back to you. I want to change subjects now because there's some scuttlebutt in the news about Tesla. I saw that he's setting himself up to fail is what it was, because I'm watching all kinds of financial stuff these days with my relationship with Inc. magazine and this new thing I'm doing. So I'm kind of all of a sudden I'm like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to watch the financial stuff. What are they talking about? What's Tesla doing?
Well, it's not what he's doing. It's what he's claiming he's going to do that made up the bulk of his most recent news this week. But, you know, I think there was an element of redirection, let's just call it, in the fact that the last couple of months have been a bit tough for that brand. There was the first kind of high-profile fatality in one of his vehicles that was operating on its kind of driver assist mode that's called autopilot.
Right.
And then there was the missed delivery numbers that he had for the last quarter on how many cars he was supposed to deliver, and he missed it by a bit of a chunk.
If I didn't say it, the he we're talking about is Elon Musk. Anyway, continue.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the man behind Tesla.
Right.
And so all of a sudden there's this, you know, kind of teasing of the master plan part due, as he called it. And he had the first one years ago when he was talking about making a high volume electric car that was, you know, reasonably priced. This was years and years ago. So all of a sudden he's teasing out the next master plan. And everyone's waiting with the bated breath that you're supposed to wait with when Elon, you know, when Elon tweets,
speaks.
The world listens, as they say.
Right.
And so he finally released the full details, I believe it was Wednesday night. And I kind of typed up something to everyone internally that we've got at Kelley Blue Book saying, this is what he's going to say. And it was pretty frightening. You know, some people would think I should almost be one of these like automotive consultant analyst guys and all based on this maybe, but it was right down the line what he was going to say. And that was the problem, because what he said was, you know, he's going to go after autonomous technology and coming up with a ride sharing to combine that with a ride sharing system and you know, make sure that you don't have to have humans to get the cars to and from you. The cars can do it on their own, and then that'll start to solve all the mass transit problems we've got.
I'll tell you what, the first time a little kid gets run over, that's going to be out the window.
That's a problem too. That's a whole another element, but the big problem is, guess what? GM and Ford and Google and Audi, Volkswagen, and about 10 other companies, Uber, have been working on what he just described for anywhere from 2 to 8 years. Right. So there was nothing revolutionary. Of course.
Wow.
Well, not everybody. That was what was interesting, is that people are starting to not do that as much. And that's where, you know, things could start to get pretty tough for Elon Musk and Tesla, is that they used to do that every time he spoke. And now, you know, the stock dropped after he did his big part due release. I think people are starting to say, after 12-plus years, we need some solid performance today. We need to quit hearing about the grandiose future that we always hear about from you.
Wow. So at the end of the day, what do you guys think about Tesla and all that? I mean, just your thoughts in 30 seconds.
You know, the biggest problem that he's got, of course, is scaling to the levels he needs to scale production. He wants to sell 500,000 cars by 2018. And even if he can produce that many, which I don't think he can, I don't know how he sells it with the limited network he's got. And, of course, by 2018, a 200-plus mile range electric car for under 40 grand will not be unique at all.
All right,
Chevy will have one of those in 4 months.
Exactly. We'll take a little break. Maybe he's not so bad to the bone. It is The Drive. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Well, this This is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor with BJ Colleen, carbuzzard.com, serious name, silly name for a serious.
You'll get one day. You'll get it.
Daggone it. Carl Brower's there, BBK, KBB. Kelly Blue Book, where you will find what your vehicle is worth, what you should buy for, pay for a car you want to buy, what you should sell a car for, all that kind of stuff, residual values, and you know, and then car reviews and videos and all kinds of great stuff. Kelly Blue Book, not just the little blue book in the back pocket of the dealers anymore. It's now really the best friend of the consumer at the end of the day, because you don't have to go into this blind, everybody. Find out what you should pay for your car or what you should sell your car for. Let me just stop for a moment, because what my boys that are 16 and 19 years old are doing is preying on you unsuspecting, unprepared people that are selling your cars. My son comes to me the other day and he says, "Dad, I bought another car." And I'm like, How are you doing this? And how they're doing it is they just watch Craigslist and all these different, you know, places they are looking for people that have not cracked open Kelly Blue Book or gone on KBB.com to see what their car's worth. They go, "Oh, what do you think it's worth, honey?" "I don't know. What do you think? $5,000? So my kid buys it for $5,000 and then puts it back online, sells it for $10,000. And it's like, if you want to do that, everybody, that's just fine with me, because I don't have to pay college tuition because my kids are going to have more money than me. But if you want to sell something, find out what it's worth. Don't ask your wife. Don't ask the guy next door. Go online and go www.kbb.com. Put your car's information in and find out truly what's going on. They're the Bible of the industry when it comes to the values of vehicles, and they are now doing a whole lot more. Senior Director of Insights for Kelly Blue Book, Carl Brower, is joining us. Carl, thank you very much. You know I make a lot of fun and play around because you and I are pals, but the reality is that I have such great respect for KBB and what they've done over the last, what has it been, closing in on 100 years, I'm sure. It's amazing. And just, you know, hats off to you guys for continuing to evolve.
Well, thanks, Alan. I mean, it's true. It's a 90-year-old brand, so it might not be the one that you would most suspect would be on the cutting edge of, you know, internet information and delivering everything you need as a consumer, from figuring out the value of the car, which everyone knows we do, to, you know, having really advanced cutting-edge videos and car reviews and transaction pricing and all these other things that we've got going on. And knowledge is power. Like you just, yeah. That was a great example you gave, by the way. You know,
it's
the
true.
Difference between thousands of dollars that you'll either get on the car you sell, that you'll get bring in, or that you'll pay for the car you buy is knowledge. And if you just go somewhere like KBB.com, the knowledge is free. There's no cost. And all of a sudden, those thousands of dollars are being paid by someone else, not you.
That's right. And the other thing is, and BJ, I want to get your way in on it too. It's so funny to me when people come to me and they go, "I'm going to sell my car. What do you think it's worth?" "I think it's worth about $3,000. And I go, "Where'd you get that number?" They go, "I don't know. That's just what I think it's worth." And I'm like, "Really? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to call my son because he'll buy your car right now." It's like, we you know what happens is we forget, because we are so used to this car. We know every little scratch and door ding and little noise and whatever it is. And instead of taking a couple of minutes and listening to a show like this and taking some advice, the best investment you'll make when you're going to sell your car, the best investment you'll make on selling that car, first of all, will cost you zero, is to go on KBB.com and find out what it's worth. The one that will cost you a few dollars, maybe $150, $200, have the car detailed. And another one is very important, have the oil changed. Because anybody with a quarter of a brain is going to pull the dipstick and just look and see what the oil looks like. And that's what I'm telling you, people. Do these little things and have a full brain. Because it doesn't take much. You take advice and you can actually restore your brain to a full size brain. Otherwise, you're just going out there being stupid, and it's not smart to be stupid because it's so easy these days. So I just, you know, it's a little bit of tough love, everybody, but man, if you want to give away money, my kids are in line to take it. So, you know, speaking of that, go ahead, BJ, go ahead.
I was just going to say that everybody knows that selling a car can be a hassle, and sometimes people just want to get their new car and they don't care what happens to the old one. So it's just easier to just say, "Let me just give it away, get rid of it," and not worry about it that way. But you're right. If you're not being smart about how you research what your car is worth and the value, you know, especially because it doesn't cost anything to do it. Like Carl said, it's free. So just take an extra 5 minutes and figure it out, and maybe you'll have enough to make that first payment on your new car, right?
And the fact is that if you don't care and you're willing to be generous and you have a little bit of philanthropy in you and you want to give my kids your cars, the phone number is. No, I'm joking.
But you know, it's just a charity, it's, not it's, to your kids.
Right, but it's just, you know, it's like, okay, but if you want to be smart, then, you know, go out there and get the knowledge it takes. So anyway, that's our paying homage to the great Kelly Blue Book in the sky. Carl, you are the lucky guy with the great job that you get to not only write about these cars and test drive a lot of cool cars and live the lifestyle. You actually are that guy in real life as well, which that's why I love you so much, because you're the real McCoy. And I'm simply a Hatfield, and I'm going to shoot you and steal your car. So on the way back, when we get to come back, I want you one more segment at least, because I want to talk about you drove one of my favorite dream cars. And one day, when I'm a wealthy man, I will own an Aston Martin, because I'm going to try my best to save my nickels. And even if I have to sell a rental house, because, you know, to me, my dad taught me buy a house and let that house pay off, and then that's your retirement. So every time I get a chance, I live in a small town, USA, I buy another house. So I got 5 right now. I want to probably try and get to 10 in the next 10 years. So if I can buy a house a year, not with cash, everybody, I'm not rich. $5,000 down. You can do it. I promise it's not that hard. You can do it. You can do it. Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. We appreciate their sponsorship. BJ Colleen is in the house. Carl Brower from KBB. We're going to add one more knucklehead to the group. His name is Josh Hancock from joshcar.com. But I want to go real quick before I get to Josh. I asked Carl about the car of my dreams. I'm saving now. I've been saving for 10 years already. Unfortunately, along the way, life happened, and I wasn't able to save the $250,000 for the Aston Martin that I want to get. So Carl got to drive one in London or something like that. Where did you go, Carl?
Started in London, but we ended in Tuscany, Italy. That's where we drove the car. So.
No! I hate your guts.
There's worse places to drive an Aston Martin, I guess you could say.
Oh, by the way, on the last segment, I said it's not smart to be stupid. And Scott Colleen is listening online. Hi, Scott, out there. BJ, what is he doing out there, by the way?
He's just finishing up the Revan TV, Revan Rods tour, and it was a big tour, and he's exhausted, so I'm happy he's coming home.
So Revan TV, I saw a little bit about this. I've got a couple emails about it, but Scott's out there covering it. I'm sure there'll be a lot of coverage on Revan TV, R-E-V-N, Revan TV, everybody. Josh Hancock is on the line, too, real quick. Josh, are you there, brother?
I am here.
Why are you calling in? Where are you?
Josh.
I was asked to call in.
By the way, a response to an email is always really wonderful.
I completely communicated with your producer.
Oh, well, you know what? A new producer is exactly what's in order. Anyway, all right, hang tight, Josh. Go ahead, continue catnapping while we talk to Carl for a minute about the Aston Martin. I'll come back to you in a second. Carl, was it as awesome as I am hoping it will be in my naked dreams?
Well, I'm not technically supposed to be saying the awesomeness level until August 4th is the embargo date on the actual driving impressions. But
all right,
I can tell you this.
Give us a little bit, all right? Come on.
It's the first you know, totally redesigned, ground up, all new Aston Martin DB11 is what it's called. Really, in over a decade, the company's done amazing things to keep their past platform vibrant and viable in the performance car market. But it was time for a new one, and they needed the finances to be able to really do it right, and they knew that. And their leader, Andy Palmer, who was at Nissan as an executive for years, but he's a British guy. He actually grew up within like stone's throw of the Aston Martin factory in Gaydon. So he's in the perfect place when you think about it. I mean, he's now running the car company that he kind of lived next to and had probably had similar fantasies to you, Alan, except he's capable of running a car company, unlike you. But he's running it and doing a great job, and he's lined up finances to set this company up for a long-term future with new product coming out on a regular basis. This is the first one, the DB11. You can see pictures. It's stunning. It's beautiful. And if it's an all-new ground-up version of cars that have already been fabulous, I think you can probably start guessing at what the new one's like when you drive it. But having it in Italy and driving it around was, kind of a dream come true.
All right, so have they announced any kind of price? I mean, is it $250,000 kind of a car type
thing? It's $211,000 gets you started. So now, you know, of course, you can bespoke the thing. You can bespoke the thing more so than the toy you were talking about earlier. So you could make it cost probably as much as you want it to. But you get a hell of a lot of car even at the starting price of $211,000.
All right, now what we got to do is go to the guy that actually probably can, because he's not under embargo like yourself. Tell us a little bit more, Josh Hancock, the guy who puts the car with the film, to make sure that there's something going on there. I don't actually know what Josh does. Nobody does. But he works in Hollywood. Josh, I thought you told me, Josh, that they were not going to build the DB11, that it was only a movie car. What happened?
Ted. And I would just like to say, I would like to just make a comment on what Carl said. You know, at 211, you get quite a lot of car. Well, you should at 211, shouldn't you?
Yes.
You should, and thankfully you do.
My God, wow. It's a base car, you know. There's no ashtrays or carpeting, but it's still a nice car at 211.
Right. Good Lord. Well, we saw it at the L.A. Auto Show, Josh. It was over in the Galpin display as kind of like a movie car, wasn't it?
That was the DB10, Alan.
Oh.
This is the DB11. They chose, when they designed the movie car, to actually make that run of the DB10 just 24 cars, or how many ever they built for the film.
Okay. Yeah, it was actually less than 10. I think it was like 8 or 9, and only 2 are still left after all the filming abuse. One of them was sold for charity. And it's right. A beautiful car that I was fortunate enough, I got to drive that too. I got to drive one of the 8 back in November, right before the movie debuted, and I did a story on Forbes about it. But it was a preceding, kind of gave you an idea of what the new Aston Martin styling was going to look like, and now you're seeing a lot of what was on that 1 of 8 DB10 on this volume production DB11 that's coming out by the end of this year.
And we're talking about Aston Martin, everybody, the car that is out of the reach of most normal humanoids. Although if you work hard your entire life, toward the end of your life, you may be able to sell everything you own and buy the base model DB11 at $211,000.
No, now, you know they've got an entry one at right at $100,000. They do.
Oh, who would
want to
buy one of those? Come on.
People will still think you're James Bond if you drive that one, trust me.
Say again,
but, you know, it's very controversial, that car, for me, at $99,000. A lot of Aston people were upset that they did it. And it's, it's also that car. What is it with the colors, Carl? I mean, did they do that just to mark you because you only paid $99,000?
You mean like the contrast where you get like the dark green and the yellow, you know, kind of lips around the grill and that kind of thing? Remember,
yes,
you can do whatever.
Yes.
You can, I know what you're talking about, but you can do, again, like with any Aston Martin, there's plenty of options and stuff. They do those kind of crazy looking ones for all the press shots just to get people's attention.
Well, it's
you
amazing.
Have to
all
pay
right.
50 to change the color just to not be so cheap.
All right. Carl Brower, Kelley Blue Book, Senior Director of Insights. I'm sure I got that wrong because he gets a raise and gets a new job title about once a month. He's one of the top dudes over at Kelley Blue Book. an intelligent man, very, very good at what he does. Not so good looking, but, you know, other than that, he's a nice guy. Carl,
perfect face for radio.
That's right. Except we see you on TV all the time, too. KBB.com, Kelly Blue Book, Carl Brower, thank you. We're going to come back with Tom McDowell, president of the Concorso Italiano, that is also happening during the Impossible Week of Cars in Monterey coming up. Josh, don't go anywhere. BJ, don't go anywhere. It is The Drive.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. This is a automotive enthusiast lifestyle show. We live the life. We live and breathe what we love to do. And we do travel around the world, test driving cars with auto manufacturers, giving them our opinions. And these opinions from the journalists are very, very important. And the tiny little changes and refinements that happen change the flavor of the car. And believe me, we have a lot to say about these cars. And I used to think journalists were so cynical. It's like, gosh, calm down. But at the end of the day, it's like, that's why we're part of the process, because we get to kind of, before the consumers get to drive the cars, they put all these really crotchety, cynical people in the cars, and they pick apart the car like crazy. Some of the things don't get fixed because it's like, well, that's the way it is. But some of them, and they are important, do get fixed. And that's why we're here. And then we write about them and we talk about them the best we can. A lot of times you'll hear us complaining about this, that, or the other. But guess what? It's because we want the car to be the best it can be, because we love cars. We're car-loving crazies. BJ Colleen is here, Josh Hancock, and our friend now, Tom McDowell, who is the president of Concorso Italiano, an event that happens during the Monterey, what I call Hell Week. It's the car week, because it's gotten to be such an incredible, crazy event, which is during the Pebble Beach weekend, and it's now turned into the Monterey, Auto Week or whatever they call it, because it's a week of events. But on Saturday, there is an event. Is it Friday or Saturday? Did I hear you guys might have moved it, Tom?
Yes. We're on Saturday, August 20th.
Thank you. Good. On Saturday, when I do the show, and I do the show live usually from Concorso Italiano, it's at Black Horse Golf Course in Seaside, just outside of the Monterey Peninsula there. They have an amazing show that is just so awesome that if you go just for this and don't go to the other stuff, consider yourself lucky, because this is one you can still get to. It is on Saturday, and it is a wonderful event. Again, the president of the event is Tom McDowell. Tom, what is happening at Concorso Italiano this year?
Alan, thank you for having me, by the way.
Yes.
We've got actually a full day of activity. It's in my 9 years with Concorso, I'm not sure that we've ever had so much going on. In 1966 in Italy was a huge year for releases of cars, and every year they release cars, but for some reason in 1966 these cars became icons. And so we've got six different models that we're celebrating the 50th anniversary. We've got, we're going to be introducing a concept car. Actually, it's a one-off done by Touring Superleggera. It's called an Alfa Romeo Disco Volante, and it's beautiful, spider. We've got a designer from Japan who actually ended up designing the Ferrari Enzo, and his name is Ken Okuyama. He's got a car that he's introducing in Monterey, and he's going to be displaying that at Concorso. It's a really spectacular thing. And I don't know, Ferrari enthusiasts will know this, but have you ever heard of something called bow tie Ferraris or blue oval Ferraris?
I have not.
These are cars from the Ferraris from the latter part of the 50s, very early 60s. The owners raced the cars, but either the Ferrari engines were not willing to stand up to the abuse of racing, or they just opted to put Chevy or Ford engines in, hence the bow tire blue oval. They put them, and there were a lot of cars that ran this path. And so we're right now, most of those Ferraris have been reunited with their original Ferrari engine or their original type engine. But there are still a few survivors, and we're going to be having a few of those at the event. And we're calling them the Bowtie Ferrari Display.
I know in Italy for a while that you would they would hunt you down and put you in prison for doing that. I'm not sure if they still do that.
I was just going to ask Tom that. I mean, what the Ferrari, you know, the people who are real enthusiasts, how would they feel about those
purists,
cars?
Yeah.
Well, at the time, it wasn't an issue. I mean, as the Ferrari values have appreciated and the world has changed dramatically from the late 50s, early 60s, and it's heresy now to do something like that.
Right.
But it was common then. But now the owners of those cars, most of the owners don't want it known that their car once had a Chevy or Ford engine in it.
Oh, my
God. But there are just a very, very small handful of survivors.
So to this point, and Josh, is Josh still there? He might have dropped off. I'm not sure. I heard a click, so yeah, he might have. But, you know, it's interesting that the Concorso Italiano also does a lot of new cars, a lot of newer cars, and it's almost the realm from brand new, just being unveiled Italian cars, like perhaps the Fiat 124, and what else? Alfa, you going to have a Giulia there, right?
Yeah, Alfa is bringing their, it's not quite here in America yet, but we will be displaying the brand new Giulia at the event. And Alfa brings the Giulia this autumn. But the Fiat, as you mentioned, the 124 Spider, that's already in the marketplace. The dealers are advertising it. It's a spectacular car and really well received by the, as you were talking about, Alan, by the press. The 124 is getting some very, very good reviews.
Right. Well, and BJ was just talking about the Mazda Miata earlier in the show. She did a test drive of the Miata. And, you know, BJ, I really want to drive the 124 Spider, the Fiat version of this, because they worked, obviously, with Mazda and the Miata, the chassis. But then they put a turbocharged engine in it, which is going to give it that extra bit of, you know, punch that it needs. Tom, I have to take a little break here. We'll come back in just a moment. Again, the Concorso Italiano, I'll be there. I've been going there now for years and years doing my show live. You guys, if you want to go to the Monterey Peninsula for the Pebble Beach Week, the one event that you want to try and get some tickets to, and it is accessible, is Concorso Italiano. We're talking to the president, Tom McDowell. The Drive will be right back with more of The Drive.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Well, you're listening to The Drive, Life in the Fast Lane. You know, I guess I have to admit that I pretty much live my life in the fast lane. I travel around the country and around the world. And if there is a fast lane, I'm in it. If there's not, I make one, even if it's in the oncoming traffic lane for a moment, to get around the guy in front of me. My job in life is to pass people. My wife always says, why do you have to pass everybody? I said, I don't know. It's just part of me. Tom McDowell's with us. He is the president of Concorso Italiano. It's the 20th of August, everybody. Saturday the 20th, the day before the Pebble Beach Concours. It is my favorite event of the Pebble Beach weekend. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the beautiful red Italian cars, and it's just fun. I mean, who doesn't love Ferraris? BJ Colleen is on the line. Josh had to drop off. He was actually driving, so he went into an area where he had bad cell service, so we'll get him back maybe in the next hour. Tom McDowell, back with you again. How do you explain Concorso to people? And can you give away some secrets? Is there a best time to show up? I mean, I'm the kind of guy that I like to get there at 0 dark 30 and beat the crowds. And it's so worth it to get up and go get a cup of coffee in almost in the dark and show up. And you know, parking is easier, access is easier. But what time do you open the gates for the regulars? Because I'm a media. I'm going to get in there and set up my broadcast. Help us out.
Well, the best time to show up is if you've got a certain ticket. The best time to show up is about 6 in the morning, actually,
yeah.
As these cars come rumbling in. The morning air is a little crisp. It's a little bit foggy, and it's quiet. You know the serenity of a very early morning. It's
on a
not
golf
story,
course,
but
right? Yeah,
it's
even
really
better.
Quiet. And all of a sudden in the distance you hear this little low rumble, and that rumble starts to grow and grow as more and more cars come down the hill and entering the golf course, and being able to stand by that entrance as each and every car that's going to be on display comes roaring by. And it's something, perhaps a diminutive Fiat all the way up to a roaring Ferrari or Lamborghini, and they come by, and it's a sublime moment as you stand there with your cup of coffee and just bask in the glory of all these cars rolling right by you.
I love the word sublime. I haven't heard that word used in years.
you know, Alan, it's amazing because, you know, if you never get a chance to see these exotic cars, and here they are all at one place that you can ogle and just enjoy and love, that is the beauty of the Concorso Italiano, is the fact that these are cars that if you're only going once, you may never, ever see again in your lifetime. It's like a rolling museum. And it's just, you're standing there the whole time with your mouth open and your camera going. And it truly is a bucket list event if you've never done it, really,
well,
out of doubt.
I agree 100%. And, Tom, we may have just invented the Concorso Dawn Patrol, you know.
To your listeners, I'm telling them that this is a very good time, but to come out to the event. But I'm not. It's not an inside secret. It's amazing how many people are out there just standing. They're sort of forming a guiding column so the cars can funnel right into the event, and then all of a sudden they're released and they're sprayed across the golf course to their pre-assigned destination. But yeah, that Dawn Patrol, and that there's a lot of people out there on that Dawn Patrol. It's really a wonderful experience.
I love it, love it, love it, and I love the event from beginning to end. Your staff is amazing. The people that are there love. I don't know what it is. It's like almost like a dog show. People love for you to love their cars. They love for you to love their dogs at dog shows and things like that. And there's just good energy. So if anybody wants to go to an event that is just pure fun, Concorso Italiano, it is during Monterey week of the Pebble Beach weekend that has turned into a whole week long event. On Tuesday, there's a car show in downtown Carmel, and then you have the historic races. And the problem is it is just so hard to get to, but Seaside is just out of town a little bit, and it makes it so much better. So, Tom, thank you very much for all the years of putting on an awesome event and having us there. And we try and bring a little of the flavor. Tom McDowell, everybody. Concorso.com. It is spelled like this, Concorso.com. Go check it out. I will be there. Tom, I look forward to seeing you there.
Likewise. Thank you, Al. Thanks for having me.
All right. Very good. BJ, you're on with us for another hour, right? We're going to add Chris Duke
it.
And... got some other fun people coming on the show. We'll talk a little bit about another great event coming up, Hot August Nights, which is the first weekend of August in Reno. And moi is the Grand Marshal. It's my, like, 7th year. It's the 30th anniversary of that event. It is The Drive, and our show brought to you in part by Shell. And I put Shell in all my vehicles. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Alan Taylor, along with BJ Colleen from CarBuzzard.com and Chris Duke from Motors TV. Chris Duke, how you doing, brother?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Good for you, man. I know. you have a new kind of a bounce in your step now. By the way,
yeah,
everybody.
I wonder why.
Well, I know why. We'll tell more about that later. Anyway, for BJ, BJ, you ready for this? The first female
automotive.
Exactly. You have no idea what I'm going to say. The first female automotive pioneer inducted into the Hall of Fame. Who do you think she is? Got a guess? Got a guess?
BJ's
inducted?
No, she should be.
Wow.
All right, I'll give it to you. It was Bertha Benz, the wife of husband Carl Benz, automotive engineer. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1984. Bertha Benz. I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, there you go. That's my lady talk for you.
Well, congratulations.
Anyway, no, it's nice. You know what? Every now and then something silly like that happens, and you go, you know what? You know, and if you think about it, BJ and her husband, Scott, are two amazing automotive journalists, both of them. Now, Scott being one of the preeminent automotive photographers for the last about 30 years. BJ has worked for everybody on up to Motor Trend magazine, the person that makes the words on the page good instead of how I would write it. She's like an editor type person, but she also writes stories and all that and has worked in the auto industry for years. And in this world, two folks every now and then that love things together get married, and that is Team Colleen. And that's what they call themselves, Team Colleen. And what they're saying here, when you look at the fact that they have inducted Bertha Benz into the Hall of Fame with her husband, who everybody has heard of Mercedes-Benz and Carl Benz, but all of a sudden now we know of the other half of the Benz duo, Bertha Benz. So I think it's a nice thing.
Yeah, she's the one that writes the checks. So she said, yes, you can start a company, or no, you can't. So
that's
it's kind of important for her to get inducted because, you know, she had the strings. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding. I don't know how that works.
Well, that's how it is in my house, and I know that's how it is in your house. So. Anyway, no, I think it's cool, and I just, you know, hats off to the folks at the Automotive Hall of Fame for recognizing the importance of these teams, these husband and wife teams, along with great partnerships and others. But the most important one are the ones that actually do give birth to family members and car companies alike. So hats off to those people. In this hour, we're going to be talking about the automotive lifestyle and an event that is coming up very soon called Hot August Nights.
When does that take place? Alan?
That takes place
September. I'm guessing
September. Everybody's like, when is that open? It is August. It's the first week of August. And we're going to be talking to some of the folks, and I'm texting them the phone number right now so they'll call in. But there's a lot going on, and one of them is the Hot August Nights Cup. What is that? Well, you know, I started a car show that was like a little separate car show, and it was called the Grand Marshal Car Show. And I went out every day with a bunch of my buddies, and we picked out cars that were kind of the best. And then when Barrett Jackson Collector Car and Auction went to Hot August Nights, me and the executive director went to Florida to the Palm Beach Barrett Jackson, and talked with Craig Jackson and Steve Davis, who run Barrett Jackson, and we said, you guys should be at Hot August Nights. So they literally made a deal pretty much right on the spot to spend 3 years at Hot August Nights with their auctions. And they did that. And then that ended. And the next year, when that was over, they were at Mohican Sun on the East Coast. So now that left a little bit of a void, which we'll talk about that in the next segment. But along the way, they took that car show that was the Grand Marshal Car Show, part of the 500,000 people that are there for Hot August Nights with all their hot rods and what have you, and they put together something called the Barrett Jackson Cup, which was $100,000 purse, right? So now that they have
gone to Mohican Sun, they have left a void of an auction and a cup, a $100,000 cup prize. Well, what did Hot August Nights do? They decided to start their own Hot August Nights Cup, and I understand that has gotten now to $108,000. So Hot Rodders, if you don't know about this, there's a $108,000 purse for the Hot August Nights Cup that is coming up first week of August, and we'll be back and talk more about it. You're listening to The Drive. Stay with us.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I get no doubt.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. And let's see here. I'm sending the guys from Hot August Nights the phone number, and I guess I'm sending the wrong stuff to the wrong people here is what is what I'm doing. Guys like, oh, you're sending the wrong. Am I supposed to be on? No wonder. Anyway, no wonder. Okay, so if I sound like my brain is getting disconnected like BJ's microphone, it's because it is, because I'm sending the information to the wrong people. Oh, my God. Chris Duke is on the line, and I'm Alan Taylor. Chris is the host of Motors TV, 7 seasons of Motors TV. And so we might as well just tell people, because what the hell. Chris has been doing this TV show for 7 seasons. How many episodes? Like 85 episodes, right?
Yeah, 85, 86, 87. I can't remember.
Yeah, wherever we're at. And then I joined about a year ago. And then, but the thing is, Chris had this high-paying job with some big company doing God knows what. You're a tech guy. I honestly don't know what he did, but it was very important.
But they paid me, so.
They paid him extremely well, and I finally convinced him to leave that job and come in full-time to the hot tub because the water's fine. And so now we can do more episodes of the show. And you know what it is? People are hungry for the DIY and the how-to world. And some of the episodes of the shows online after they've aired on television networks around the country and on into Canada, because there's like 190 million homes that this show airs in the U.S. and Canada on like the 7 networks that we air on. Mm-hmm. There, some of the videos have 500,000 views. And that means people are searching out how to. And it's funny because it used to be that if we wanted to know somebody, we'd call a lot of people trying to find somebody that knows how to do this thing, right? And now, today with the internet, you go online and you Google, and through search engine optimization, it offers you up 25 or whatever, there on the first page or 2 or 3 videos or people that have done this thing you want to do. A lot of them are showing you how to do it on the internet, on a video, a how-to video. That's what Motors TV is. It's automotive improvement. And Chris, for years, has been showing people how to put a supercharger on, rebuild a V8 engine, lower your Mustang, jack up your Jeep, jack up your truck, whatever you want to do, how it's done, the best products from the aftermarket to use to do it. And it's been a wild success. And it's always been sponsored by Craftsman Tools. Craftsman, by the way, sponsor of this show and Motors TV. And they're celebrating their 25th anniversary of the Craftsman Club. And that's 18 or 19 million members of the DIY, do-it-yourself, DIY. That's the do-it-yourself world of people that want to buy tools and learn how to do stuff themselves. And that's me. And that's BJ's husband, Scott Colleen, who's, I mean, never ending working on stuff, whether it's putting up new cabinets in the garage to make more space or fixing a cat door, putting a cat door into the house, which, by the way, I love where you put that cat door, BJ, into that little, you know, entryway you guys have, right?
The courtyard, yeah.
Yeah, in the courtyard. But you know what is? There's so many people that can't just afford to call somebody. Now, the funny part of the whole scenario is that my friend, who is a master certified mechanic, another mechanic buddy of mine, not yourself, Chris, He just got married finally at 55 years old. First marriage, first wife, first whole deal. And I went to see him the other day to get something done to one of my cars. And he says to me, you know what my wife said the other day? I said, what? She says to me, why don't you call somebody and have them fix the well? Because they have a well house and a well. He goes, I don't need to call somebody. I'll fix it. She goes, but why don't you call somebody that knows? And he goes, what? He goes, I know. This is a well. How much easier could it be, right? So he goes out there, and he dinkers around with it for like 5 minutes. And he goes, well, it's either the pressure tank, which if you know wells, you understand what's going on here, or it's this, you know, valve that cycles the thing, right? So she says to him again, well, why don't you call somebody that knows? And he goes, I just said it's either one of those two things. And so he said, so what I did is I reset the cycle to make it cycle less. And if that doesn't fix it, then it's the pressure tank. It'll need a new pressure tank. She goes, why don't you call someone that knows? And I said, don't worry. Calm down. They have therapists for things like this. But it's so funny. You're always an unsung hero in your own house. You know, and the guy is a master certified mechanic, can fix anything on the planet. And right. His own wife keeps saying to him, just call a well guy. And he's like, I'm just going to fix it myself. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody says I can do it, let them have a try at it. Right. Set of Craftsman tools and you got it made. We'll take a little break. Come back and hope to talk to the guys at Hot August Night. Stay with us.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
And you're listening to The Drive, and love is a burning thing,
and it
sometimes will give you a firing ring on your finger. And my ring caught on fire the other day, and because I've been married 30 years. 30 years of marriage, let me tell you. BJ, how long have you been married?
22.
Scott Killeen is on the other line, or he's listening. Scott, God bless you. I know it's a tough thing. He's listening out there in Tennessee somewhere. BJ, you got a good husband, so you're lucky.
I am.
Chris, how many years you been married?
25 next year, next summer. It's
so you're
now.
The big. What is that? The silver, right?
I don't know. I got to go Google.
I think it's the silver. I don't know.
To figure out what I'm supposed to do.
I think it is silver. My 30th is coming up. This has been the toughest year of the 30 years. Let me just tell you. All right.
It just gets easier though, Alan.
Well, right. I hope so. Mike Oberle's on the line. Mike, how many years you been married?
Oh, right about 11.
You're a right child, about. My friend. You're
like
a child.
He's guessing.
Anyway, Mike Wan, everybody, who is an old buddy of mine, and he is a guy that every time I would go to Barrett Jackson, he'd call me and say, you here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here. You here? He goes, of course I'm here. The guy lives in a car hauler, just so you know. He's got a big car hauler, and the front of it has living quarters, and I'm talking like a semi. And he goes to these auctions, and he makes his living buying and selling, going to places like Barrett Jackson. And so for I don't know how many years, we've been hanging out at Barrett Jackson. And I said it earlier, when Barrett Jackson pulled out, they do their 3 years. They were in Orange County for, I think, about 3 years, and they were in Barrett Jackson Hot August Nights for about 3 years. Now they just had their first auction at Mohican Sun on the East Coast. They may be there 3 years. Who knows? If it's like a real gold mine, they keep staying there and mining the gold. And so, but that left a void over at Hot August Nights. And who filled the void? But a guy who is, talk about, we were just talking about change, kind of changing your life and the direction of your life. Chris Duke decided to quit his job after
a ton of years working for this amazing tech company and go full time into Motors TV now, which I, you know, I've been wanting him to do ever since I met the guy. And kind of Mike Oberle is doing the same thing by now entering into the auction arena with Mag Auctions. And they're going to do their first one at Hot August Nights, the 30th anniversary of Hot August Nights. So, Chris, you and Mike Oberle really need to pal up and make sure you spend some time together, because you're going to need to drink some I don't know, apple martinis or something together and talk about what it's
martinis.
Like to be full-on entrepreneurs now.
No, it's going to be better than that. But yeah, we need to do
if
some
I'm
cheersing.
If I'm there, that's what I'm drinking. Yeah, exactly. So, real quick, Mike, tell us about Mag Auctions at Hot August Nights coming up.
You know, we've been working on this thing. We got into this thing in October of last year, and it has been 24/7, and we have been putting everything, our heart and soul, into this thing. And it I tell you what, it's different. I've been doing this for 30-plus years on the outside. Now I'm on the inside.
Right.
And now I respect. Now I want to call up every auction company that I deal with across this country, and I want to apologize for everything I've ever said.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, we are really gearing up for this thing. We're so excited. I mean, we have so many people that have come out of the woodwork to help us with this and build this thing to the event that we're really looking to put together and put on for everybody. So,
well, no, now, so here's what we're going to do. This is an intervention, right? So,
it
because
is.
you're like a year into this whole thing, and you have now figured out that, you know, all right, gosh, a really big respect for Barrett Jackson or any of the auctions that are out there, like you said, because all of a sudden you are on the other side of the fence. You are having to deal with the legalities, first of all, the pure entrepreneurial spirit of zero sleep. Have you had any sleep, by the way, lately? Do you know what that is?
No, I mean, I can't get enough toothpicks to hold my eyes open anymore.
I know.
I'm resorting to other issues.
So, Chris, just so you know, that's what you're looking forward to, by the way. When you say goodbye to the normal paycheck, you say hello to, okay, I got to pay the bills. So the only difference is you can take the days off you want. You can go and do what you want in the middle of the day once you get things rolling, Mike. But you have an entrepreneur is kind of the master of his own destiny. And I love it that Chris is joining us, because BJ's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. Mike's an entrepreneur. And now Chris has made the step into full-on entrepreneur. No more parachute. You've burned the boats to say, you know what? There's an old story, and I'll tell it real quick, and you guys, everybody out there can learn from this. There was a general many, many years ago that attacked a foreign land. And when they got there with his army, they burned all the boats in the harbor. The general burned his own boats. Do you know why? He went to his men and he said, men, we either win this army, we either win this battle, or we die here. Do you know they won the battle? And do you know why? Because they burned the boats and they had no way to get back. There was no retreat. It's win or die. And that's the way we have to be as entrepreneurs. We either do what it takes and make stuff happen, check our ego at the door. Am I right, Mike, when I'm saying this?
Oh, you have to go into this thing full force. I'm telling you right now, if you wanted to go into this stuff, you know, half-cocked, you're never going to accomplish anything, and you're never going to succeed. I'm telling you.
Yep. All right. Hang tight. I want to put you on the other side of the break. We're going to continue talking about this. All I can tell you, folks, is America is built on the backs of entrepreneurs. Welcome, Chris Duke. Welcome, Mike Oberle. Welcome, BJ. It is The Drive. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how. Well, you're listening listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for hanging with us. Automotive Lifestyle Show. What does that mean? That means we better daggone live the life. We better be the bee, walk the walk, drive the drive, and talk the talk. And that's what you're listening to. It is called The Drive, and I do The Drive. I used to work for Car and Driver and Motor Trend magazine for years and years, 25 years. And then I finally got tired of it, and I said, you know what? I've had 100 radio stations since before I was Motor Trend or Car and Driver. I had 100 radio stations listening to this show after I was Car and Driver and then Motor Trend. And then actually it was Motor Trend, then Car and Driver, then Motor Trend. It was 5 years, 10 years, and then another 5 years. So I was doing radio before that. And then I decided, you know, I'm driving 1,000 miles each way to do my show, test driving cars. And everybody's like, are you going to do The Drive? They didn't say, are you going to go do Car and Driver radio? They'd say, are you going to do The Drive? Because I would drive down. And when I finally decided to just peel off and do my own thing and kind of be the nutball that I am, I still have 100, you know, roughly 100 radio stations, give or take. And the show is now called The Drive, and I still do exactly what I did, but I don't have all these overseers and oversights and people going, why did you say fart on the radio? And I'm like, because I farted, okay? So I can say fart, and that's the beautiful part about it. Mike Oberle, man who just farted. I heard that little fart, by the way. So you know what? At the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we, you know, in this club that we have, we are car guys. And there's a lot of car guys. By the way, BJ said goodbye, everybody. The cat was wanting to get out, so she says, I'm going to go let the cat out, take him for a walk. There are a lot of people that love this lifestyle, go to car shows. They kind of live for cars. You see their garage is open. There's a car under there with a cover on it. That's their baby. And when the weekend comes, the car comes out, the cover comes off. Our show brought to you in part by Covercraft. How'd you like that one, Steve, Fred, George? Anyway, what? I worked the commercials in there, right? That was a commercial. And then the car goes to a car show, and they sit there and talk to other people that are into the car hobby. But there is one event that by Auto Week magazine was called one of the top three events in the world. And that is Hot August Nights. Yeah, it was the top. I believe it was three. One being like Monaco. One being, I believe, Pebble Beach. And one being Hot August Nights in Reno. Close to 500,000 people show up. And this year, it's the 30th anniversary, everybody. In a minute, we're going to be talking to the executive director, who is a buddy of mine also. But Mike Oberle and I go back way back. He actually, Chris Duke from Motors TV is on the line, Mike. Chris, he actually lives about 8 miles from me here in Oregon. And so we go way back. And now he is launching, for the 30th anniversary of Hot August Nights, MAG Auctions. And back to you, Mike Oberle. What does MAG stand for in the MAG Auctions?
It's MotorsportAuctionGroup.com.
There you go. That makes sense.
Too easy. But, you know, it's like, yeah. I always thought, well, because all the cars have MAG wheels, you idiot. No, that's not it. Right. Anyway, so can you talk about and then we're going to have Mike Wan on in a minute and talk about the $108,000 purse for the Hot August Nights Cup. And this is the fact that I believe that is one of the top purses for any car show around the world at this point. I don't know, but we'll find out about that. Mike Oberle, what cars do you have? What are some of the key cars you're going to have running over the block there? Now that Barrett Jackson has evacuated and moved to Mohican Sun, which I went to, was sold out crowds too. But go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you know, I wish I could have made that event, taken this on. It limited me where I can go now, but I wish I could have made that event because I think that was an unbelievable event back there. But now we've got the Future Liner that Dave Kindig built from Kindig at Customs. That's the number three with the rocket engine, the GE rocket engine that they did on the TV show.
Wow.
That's huge. I mean, and they're going to be there. Dave will be there with his crew and his display, and he'll be signing autographs and presenting this thing for auction. So we're excited about that.
And then the block, how do you do it over the block with these things? Are you a reserve auction, a no reserve auction? How does that work anymore?
No, we're reserve. You know, Reno's been known for a reserve auction. You get a lot of the good old boys that come out there and want to sell their car. And we get a lot of no-reserve cars. People love no-reserve because they know what no-reserve does. It draws a lot of attention to your vehicle when it rolls up on the block, and they know they're going to buy it. Somebody's going to buy that car.
Well, the fear I've always had with a no reserve, by the way, as if you have no reserve, that means that you can say if the car doesn't bring at least $10,000, it's not going to sell. If the guy who you thought was going to buy it, that, you know, talked to your ear off about it for the 2 or 3 days leading up to it, is in the bathroom by accident because he had too many cheeseburgers the day before, and all of a sudden, you know, the one guy you thought, that's the dude that's going to buy my car, and you can just you got a feeling in your gut, and he's not there because he had a feeling in his gut, if you know what I mean. Your car won't bring enough money, and you get bummed out. So I prefer, you know, putting, if I'm going to sell a car, putting it on reserve so that I just don't get, you know, I don't lose a tremendous amount of money. Because some of these people have their lives and their souls invested into these cars. And you want to be kind of sure that you get your money back. And I get the fact that some of the auctions, some of the high rollers and the folks that have huge car collections, they can roll the dice. Like my buddy from Fast and Loud, Richard Rawlings, you know, he bought a car. My son called Richard Rawlings and said, my dad told me to call you. I found a car up here in Oregon, and he bought it over the phone. It was a 1989 Saleen Mustang, and it had 600 original miles, 1989. And the guy, it was his jewel in his garage. So Richard Rawlings bought it over the phone for 30 grand. He had it shipped to Texas, where he had it all detailed up, and then shipped out to Mohican Sun to sell at Barrett Jackson, and it only brought like 25 grand. So, and when I saw him, I go, so how'd you do? And he goes, I lost 5 grand or a little more. He goes, hey man, it's the chance you take when you do a no reserve. So I'm good with that. Now, you are a guy that normally, Mike, puts a lot of cars in Barrett Jackson. So are you allowed to sell cars at your own auction? I mean, just curious there. Are you gonna?
You know, there's cars that I have that I've had for a couple of years now that I'm going to run through. You know, it I guess it's kind of the perk of owning your own auction. But
yeah,
typically, you know, I've got a couple of nice, I don't know if you ever saw that little MG I'm selling, fully restored, really nice little car. But I wouldn't do a no reserve, even though, you know, I have somewhat control of it. I still probably wouldn't no reserve my car. I put a reserve on it. If it doesn't sell, you know, then I can take it back home and put it in my shop.
Right. Now, talk about the days that your mag auction is going to be happening at Hot August Nights.
You know, we're gearing up for August 4th, 5th, and 6th. You know, you can be there. Right now, we actually secure the convention center, so the cars can actually be brought in and put in the building. We just roll up the door, move them onto their spot. So that was unbelievable. The convention center here in Reno really went out and supported us this year and did us really, really good on this. That really helped out.
No doubt. All right, so August 4, 5, and 6, MAG Auctions, the 30th anniversary of Hot August Nights. I'm going to be there. I am a fortunate guy to be the Grand Marshal. My job, to me, when you make me the Grand Marshal, I've got to promote this event. I have a blast. I'll be there on my 30th anniversary of marriage. So it's kind of that's my anniversary, too. So that's where I'm going to have my little party.
Wow.
Everybody? Yeah. So, you know, hopefully, I know you're not going to be at my party because you'll be doing MAG auctions. So maybe that is my part. Hot August Nights is my anniversary party. Mike Oberle, thank you very much. How about a website?
MotorsportAuctionGroup.com.
MotorsportAuctionGroup.com. Everybody check it out. MAG Auctions. We'll be right back with the executive director of Hot August Nights right after this on The Drive. Finally, someone let me out
of my cage. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. A little AC/DC Highway to Hell. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. Also, thanks to our friends at Shell. And they have the new Nitro Plus premium gasoline. I only put premium in all my cars. To me, it's worth the extra 10 cents a gallon, whatever, 15 cents, whatever the heck it is. It costs you an extra couple bucks a tank. And let me tell you, your vehicle will run better. Chris and I just did a kind of upgrade to a year 2000 Ford Ranger.
Yeah, 2000.
Chris Duke from Motors TV, everybody. And you'll see that on an upcoming episode. Chris bought a basic little white four-wheel drive Ford Ranger with 120,000 miles. And the reason why I'm telling this story is because I live this stuff, you guys. I got in the vehicle, and it ran okay. I mean, it ran okay, right, Chris? I mean, it ran okay, right, with 122,000 miles.
Yeah, but I want to tell you. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I immediately went down to Shell, and I filled it full of Shell premium gasoline. And the guy that was riding with me, who's my mechanic, he goes, "What are you putting premium in this thing for?" I said, "Because it's probably never had a tank of premium fuel in its life."
No,
it never has. I guarantee it, right? Because yeah, it's not. It doesn't have power windows. It doesn't have tilt wheel. It has nothing. No. It's a real basic four wheel drive. But what we did is on the show, we did a complete makeover. And it's like one of those fashion shows where you take this frumpy-looking person and you bring them out the other side with a boob job and, you know, new lips and hair and all the rest. So we gave the car a boob job and new bumpers and a winch and big wheels and tires. That's the boob job. And, you know, it really looked great. But we really didn't do anything mechanically to it. Put a new cat-back exhaust,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, Chris, I drove the thing the 1,000 miles, roughly, and every time I pulled into Shell and I put Super in it, and I got to tell you, man, that thing purrs like a kitten now. And all I can say is it cleans out the injectors. It really does make a difference. Shell puts 5 times of what they are supposed to legally when it comes to the additives they put in their gasoline. So for people with hot rods, they're going to end up at hot August nights when these hot rods sit all winter long. I mean, there's a lot of things you really need to know. But the one thing that's easy you can do, Mike Wan on the line, by the way, everybody, is fill that sucker full of Shell premium gasoline and you will notice a difference. It's a tune-up at the gas pump without doing anything but spending a couple of pennies extra. And it's well worth it. Now, Mike Wan is the executive director of Hot August Nights, and we have been friends for a number of years. And a very cool guy. A very difficult job. This year, the 30th anniversary of Hot August Nights, a brand new auction company. We just talked to Mike Oberle about that. The Hot August Nights Cup is over $100,000. This year, they're adding a drifting event for the younger folks. It is running August 2nd. Through the 7th, but they kept the same old stupid Grand Marshal. What's going on with that, Mike Wan?
I thought I was
taking
over. Well,
you know what?
Yeah.
The more you told me about that Ford Ranger, I'm thinking maybe we have you in that Ford Ranger, the Grand Marshal, although it's not a 76 or older.
It's too new.
Exception for you.
No, but
the
I tell
Ford
you what.
Ranger with a boob job.
Exactly. I would like to bring my Viper and put that at the front. Oh, it's too new. It's a 2016. Doggone it.
No, you know funny. What? It could go through the drifting course.
You know what? Chris, I'll tell you what. There is an episode of Motors. There is a segment, at least, on Motors TV. Chris and I, because Chris Duke's coming out again this year. I convinced him. I have been working on Chris Duke like you couldn't believe. I'm like, dude, we've got a freaking television show, a radio show, and you have this stupid job. Get rid of it. So the big news, by the way, of the show is I finally convinced Chris to go full-time Motors TV now, full-time. So more episodes, better stuff, more, what do you want to call it? More boob jobs on cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more episodes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, less surgery involved.
More fun. Yeah.
More fun.
And no stress.
Yeah, less stress. But so I'm going to bring Chris Duke with me again. Last year, we did a whole episode on it, everybody. And I'm telling you what a fun event. So again, August 2nd through the 7th coming up.
So it actually, those are the actual days. August 2 through 7, but next Friday we start up at Virginia City in July 29th and 30th, and then we kind of roll right into the event going into downtown Reno and Sparks starting actually the 1st all the way through that Sunday, but our official kickoff is August 2nd, that Tuesday.
Hot August Nights, which is the first weekend of August in Reno, and moi is the Grand Marshal. It's my, like, seventh year. It's the 30th anniversary of that event. It is The Drive, and our show brought to you in part by Shell. And I put Shell in all my vehicles. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I'm playing this song in honor of Chris Duke. It's called Sexy Back. But I think it's meaning you get your sexy back. It doesn't mean you have a sexy back. I've never seen your back other than with a shirt on it. I promise everybody. Anyway, apologies to you, Mike Wan, Executive Director of Hot August Nights.
No worries. It happened.
He's still there.
It's all good. So you were talking about something of which I can't remember. I believe it was the drifting event, and you were changing up everything, adding this younger element to it. By the way, I am 56 years old. I love drifting. I have a Viper. I'm going to be out there drifting, and unfortunately, I'm going to start looking for a new set of back tires right now because I'm going to wear them out in about half an hour. So talk about the drifting event again.
So, again, the drifting, on Thursday and Friday, we're going to have autocross. We've had autocross for a while. Speaking of a clock, we're going to put people in a clock doing the autocross and let them do it. The drifters want to go through the autocross course as well to see if they can get a better time than your autocross drivers because of their skills at drifting. Saturday's going to be a drifting competition with pro drivers. It's going to be just drifting. All the cones go away, the clock goes away, and it's a free-for-all at the Livestock Event Center on Wells Avenue right here in Reno. And it's going to be a great event.
I'm going to take my car through both the drifting and the autocross, and Chris is going to be sitting in the passenger seat with a vomit bag because he has a weak stomach.
No, I'll have a big smile on my face and giggling like a little girl.
So on top of all of this, how much is the Hot August Nights Cup up to now, Mike Wan?
Precisely. We are at $108,470 in cash and prizes.
Oh, my gosh. Is that like the biggest in the world for, I believe it's.
Biggest,
that's,
biggest
you know,
I know of.
Biggest I know of, too. That's insane for hot rods, everybody. I love this. What else? Music, because it's all about music and cruising. Go for that.
So let's talk about two of our big headliners. Friday night, we have America free event at Grand Sierra parking lot. Starts at 8:15. And then on Saturday night, we have the Monkees. Grand Sierra parking lot, 8:15.
Really?
I love it.
It'd be great.
Love it. And you said America, and it's a free event, right?
Free event.
The band is America, and you guys, if you go to Hot August Nights, you get these bands, the Monkees, America, you get drifting, you get all these fun things, you get the car shows that are happening everywhere. At Reno always has beautiful weather. It is always hot, guaranteed. And when you get too hot, head into the casino and you get to do a little gambling. I mean, it's just fun. It's fun from the time you wake up to the time you drop into your bed and start over the next day. And I'm telling you, there's no wonder why it's about a $300 million impact on the town of Reno and Sparks, Nevada every year. The 30th anniversary, Mike Wan and his team over at Hot August Nights are going to just take this thing to a whole new level, and adding drifting to it, I think, is a great idea. And I cannot wait to be there again. And thank you for having me as the Hot August Nights. I've talked to a couple big celebrities about coming and being in the parade car with me as a kind of a celebrity guest. And, of course, Chris, you're obviously going to be in the car, too. But what I try and do is make sure that my job is to tell the world about this fun, amazing event which for the last 6-7 years, whatever, I've been doing this now. I had never been, and I was on the radio in Reno, and somebody called me up from your team, and they said, hey, have you ever been to Hot August Nights? I said, no, because it's on my anniversary every year. My wife's like, the last thing she wants to do is to go to a car show on our anniversary, and guess what? How could I say no to being offered to be the Grand Marshal? And now, guess what? She can't wait every year to go to Hot August Nights, because we bring the whole family. Yeah. You know, it's a family event, so... Thanks to you and the whole team at Hot August Nights, everybody. It's coming up starting this next Friday Virginia City and going Virginia all the way City. Through the 7th. Yeah. So check it out at hotaugustnights.net on the internet, and you guys will see a great event. And Chris Duke and I will be there, and we hope to see a lot of you folks out there listening. There's still time to make your plans. Lots of great hotels and casinos there, lots of room. Mike Wan, thank you very much, brother.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you being here as well next week.
I'm looking forward to it, Mike.
Yep. And thanks to Chris Duke for making the jump, brother. Congratulations. Oh, yeah. A full-on entrepreneur. We're going to be making more episodes of Motors TV. Make sure you check it out at motors.tv, and you'll hear him on this radio show every week. I'm Alan Taylor with Chris Duke, and we'll see you next week, or see you at Hot August Nights in Reno. Chris, see you. I'll talk to you in a few minutes, as a matter of fact. Talk to you later, everybody. See you in a bit. She's smiling me on
the subway. The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.